Welcome to the notion of you. I'm Tashi Jones, storyteller, quiet observer, someone who has lived enough life in survival mode to know that the most radical thing any woman can do is simply slow down long enough to hear herself again. Every week, we sit here together, not in the way the internet usually teaches, not from hustle, not from pressure, not from a checklist. Just you and me, sitting with the truth you have been avoiding or circling around or trying to outrun for years. You can treat this like coffee with a friend who sees through the mask you wear, or like a walk where something inside you finally exhales because no one is asking you to perform. Whatever you are holding today, you do not have to hold it alone. Take a breath. Let your shoulders drop. Feel your jaw soften. Let your breath deepen and lengthen. Until your body believes you again. Until your nervous system remembers what safety feels like. You are safe here. If you have been scrolling this morning, or multitasking, or moving from one tab to another because life feels full and loud and exhausting, I want you to give yourself permission to just be here, fully, for a few minutes that belong only to you. Today, we're talking about something that terrifies far more women than we admit: the fear of being seen. Not in the cute Instagram social media way, not in the glamorous brand photo shoot way. I mean the real kind. The kind where your truth rises in your throat and your whole body tightens because speaking it out loud feels dangerous. The kind where you have something to say, but you swallow it. You shrink. You edit yourself. You pretend you're fine when you are anything but. If that is you, if you have spent years hiding inside your own life, this episode is for you. I want to start with a story I used to avoid telling because it made me feel weak, because it exposed how deeply I once doubted myself, because it showed the cracks I spent years trying to plaster over. But I cannot ask you to be honest if I'm not willing to go first. Years ago, before motherhood, before I built a business, before I ever learned how to trust myself, I lived the kind of life that looked stable from the outside. Career, responsibilities, productivity, a predictable routine. The kind of life people applauded because it checks all the boxes. Inside, though, I was crumbling because my entire identity was built around doing the right thing, being the responsible one, the strong one, the one who does not rock the boat. But the truth was, I did not know who I was without the mask. I remember one moment with very painful clarity. I was sitting in my car outside the building I used to work in. I had something important I needed to say, a boundary I needed to set, a truth I needed to honor. But I could not open the car door. My whole body had locked up. My chest tightened. My breath became shallow. My hands felt shaky. I felt this wave of heat across my face, like shame announcing itself before I'd even spoken. I was terrified of what would happen if I showed my real feelings, my real needs, my real exhaustion. I believed something back then that I think many women listening right now believe too. I believed that if I showed my cracks, I would lose love. I would lose respect, credibility, safety. All the fragile things I had been white-knuckling, clinging to that made me feel barely held together. I had been trained out of my own truth, conditioned to be agreeable, disciplined to be small, rewarded for being quiet. And for years, I carried this fear that if I ever let myself be seen, the whole world would fall apart. But something unexpected happened when I finally let one crack show. When I finally spoke the truth I had been swallowing. It did not break me. It freed me. I remember the moment the words came tumbling out. My voice was shaking, hands trembling. I was sure I was destroying the version of myself that people relied on. Instead, something inside me came home. This is the part no one tells you. When you speak the truth you have been hiding, you meet a version of yourself that was waiting for you the entire time. A quieter version, a wiser version, a grounded version. The version of you that exists underneath the coping, the numbing, and the shrinking. I used to think honesty would destroy everything, but it did the opposite. It created connection. It created alignment. It created the sense of internal safety I had been missing for most of my life. The moment I stopped hiding, I felt like I could finally breathe again. This fear of being seen is not small. It's not silly. It's not something you can logic your way out of. It lives in your body. It shows up in your nervous system. It whispers lies to you about your worthiness and belonging. If you're nodding right now, know exactly what I mean. I want you to hear me clearly. You are not afraid of being seen because you are weak. You are afraid of being seen because somewhere along the way, your truth was punished, or dismissed, or ignored, or used against you. And your body learned to protect you by staying hidden. But hiding is not the life you were created for. The woman you are becoming is going to require visibility. Not online visibility, soul visibility, inner visibility. The courage to look at yourself without flinching. The courage to speak a truth you have buried. The courage to show up in your own life without abandoning yourself. That's what we're going to talk more about now. Let's step deeper into teaching, because this episode is not just about inspiration. It's about recognition, awareness, permission, and the beginning of a new kind of relationship with yourself. Fear of visibility is one of the biggest blocks for women who are in a life transition. The woman who has been living on autopilot. The woman who is exhausted from holding everything together. The woman who feels disconnected from her body and from God and from her own voice. I remember this past version of me feeling so lost, disconnected, numb, overstimulated, foggy, triggered, spiritually untethered. More than anything, I wanted peace and presence and clarity and identity. I wanted to come home to myself, but I didn't know how. So let me give you the framework that changed everything for me. There are three truths that every woman must confront if she wants to rebuild self-trust and release the fear of being seen. Truth one, you cannot heal from a truth you refuse to name. Truth two, you cannot trust a self you continue to silence. Truth three, hiding is not safety, it's self-abandonment. So let's break these down slowly, gently, and honestly. Truth one, you cannot heal a truth you refuse to name. Women stay stuck because they avoid the real thing that hurts, the thing that they do not want to admit, the fear they try to outrun, the emotions they keep pushing down. If you have ever wondered why you feel stuck in the same cycle, it's because unspoken truths grow heavier. The silence is not neutral. It's binding. Naming your truth is not the same as fixing it. It's not about having a solution. It is simply the moment your inner world becomes honest. And that honesty is what begins to loosen the grip fear has on you. Truth two, you cannot trust a self you continue to silence. Self-trust is not built through perfect habits or rigid discipline. It's built through micro moments of honesty with yourself. It is built through saying, I hear you, instead of not now. It's built through listening to your intuition instead of outsourcing your wisdom to every book, podcast, influencer who claims to have the answer. When you silence yourself, you teach your body that your own voice is unsafe. When you listen to yourself, even in the tiniest way, your body starts to believe you again. Truth three, hiding is not safety, it's self-abandonment. We learn to hide because it feels protective. It feels like a shield. But over time, hiding becomes its own wound. And you wake up one day and realize you've abandoned the part of yourself that needed you the most. Your fear of being seen was not protecting you. It was suffocating you. Visibility is not about performing. It's about letting yourself exist. Letting your emotions exist. Letting your needs exist. Letting your desires exist. Letting your truth exist. Letting your presence in your own life exist. And here's the harder truth. Most women cannot do this alone. Not because they're incapable, but because their entire nervous system is wired for protection, not connection. Hiding is the familiar pattern. Silence is the learned response. Self-abandonment is the repeated cycle. And you need a space that helps you retrain your body to believe that you are safe when you show up as yourself. This is why I created my membership community in the first place. So women in a life transition need a place where their truth is not too heavy, where their fears are not too much, where their cracks are not a liability to be used against them, where weekly practices and oil blends and journal prompts and nervous system resets remind them of who they are becoming. A place where self-trust is rebuilt, not through pressure, but through presence. This membership is not a program. It's a doorway back to yourself. And if this episode landed for you, if something inside you softened or aching or is waking up, you already know you belong there. Well, let's come back to our bodies. If you're not driving, place a hand on your belly and one on your heart. Feel the gentle rise and fall with your breath. Feel the temperature of your own skin. Feel the truth that your body carries you, whether you acknowledge it or not. I want you to ask yourself a simple question. What is a truth I have been afraid to speak or show? Let the first thing that comes to mind be enough. Don't censor it. Don't justify it. Don't try and make it pretty. Don't rush past it. If you can, write it down. If not, just hold it in your body and name it internally. Notice what happens when you tell the truth inside yourself. Notice the tightness or the heat or the swirl of emotion. Notice if your breath changes. Your body, does it feel relief or resistance? This practice is not about fixing anything. It's about creating enough internal safety that honesty becomes possible again. Stay with your breath. Slow it down. Let your body move first, then let your chest follow. Imagine your breath widening the space inside your ribs. Imagine your breath softening the places where fear lives in your body. You're not doing this wrong. You are not behind. You are not broken. You are simply meeting yourself again after years of hiding. And this is the beginning of self-trust. I want you to remember one thing as we close. Vulnerability is not weakness. It is power. It is clarity. It is connection. It is the doorway back to your own soul. It is the exact opposite of what the world taught you. The fear of being seen only loses its power when you decide to stop hiding from yourself. If something opened for you today, I want you to either journal it, send me a message, share the truth you named. You do not have to carry it alone. You do not have to figure it out alone. If you are ready to go deeper, if you are craving a space where your truth is welcomed and your nervous system is supported and your identity is built from the inside out, my membership community is where we do this work together. Women come into this space exhausted, disconnected, overwhelmed, and unsure if they can trust themselves again. They find grounding, clearness, presence. They become reconnected with their intuition and their identity supported by practices they can actually live with and integrate into their daily life. This community is the doorway to remembering who you are. I leave you with this. You are not too much. You are not too sensitive. You are not too emotional. You are a woman who feels deeply and has never had a space to be held deeply until now. I'll see you next time, where we will talk about the fears that keep women stuck in the gap between who they are and who they're becoming. Failure, worthiness, starting, showing up, these are the real fears that women carry. Breathe before you go. You are safe here.